And here we go.
We're back.
And it's October. It's, if you just listen to our podcast, then like it's like time traveling. Speeding through the year.
I like that.
one day it's September the 1st, which was our last episode. And then next it's October 20th or whatever date this comes out.
2016 has been very strange.
Yeah, it has been really strange.
A lot of deaths, a lot of
people
going to championships and winning championships that usually don't. I mean, the 216 has been good in the year 2016.
Are you following baseball right now?
I just happened to glance at a website today, and it says the Cleveland Indians are in the World Series, right?
Yeah. It's been a while since they've been there, right?
Yeah, isn't their zip code 216?
You mean the area code?
Area code? Yeah, that's right.
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea.
Wouldn't that be a little strange though, that all these teams in Cleveland are winning?
The Browns aren't winning.
I mean, yeah, well, the Browns never win. But you got LeBron's team, and then all of a sudden this year he becomes a Cleveland Indians fan in the year 2016.
He's an Indians fan now?
Yeah.
I thought he was always, no, okay.
So he was a Yankees fan,
right? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Then it's just, I guess, hi guys.
You know,
we're starting down my.
I know. Welcome to Conspiracy Corner. Speaking of Conspiracy Corner, I think there's a conspiracy going on with fantasy football. For those of you that, it's not a whole lot of people in our league because there's only so many people we can let in our league. Mm-hmm. But I lost to my wife.
That is a conspiracy.
It had to be because
I smell my wife. I feel like my wife had something to do with your wife beating you.
My wife admitted it. She pulled off this trade. It was like Kenneth Dixon, who I think is like a bench player on Baltimore for somebody. I can't remember who. But she got the trade right in time to play against me. Yeah, so I feel like there's a little conspiracy going on there. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. I'm still going to be victorious. I'm still going to be the champion.
We'll see about that. What's your record, overall record?
5-1.
Okay, so yeah.
Or 4-2.
Yeah. So I'm 3-2-1. I tied 1 week. Oh. So we're sort of kind of right up there
together. Yeah. And you know, anything can happen in fantasy football. Like you were talking about all the injuries you've had.
Yeah, bad. Roethlisberger. They say Flacco is questionable, so we'll see.
Yeah.
He's my backup QB.
You know, I could do a fantasy football podcast. Like, I love this stuff.
I used to. You know me, though.
But of all the things that is random and chance, it's definitely fantasy football. Because that stuff is just like
it is
anything can happen
because you don't know when someone's gonna fake an injury. You know, you don't. Oh, I tore my meniscus. Yeah, okay. I saw this dude at Kroger.
That was Cam. Well, Cam wasn't like his body wasn't hurt, but when he got a concussion,
well, that's what they told you. That's what they said happened.
I'm pretty sure he got a concussion though. You see that hit? That hit was.
Have you ever put a football helmet on?
Yeah.
Okay. But so you could hit that helmet with a cannon and your head, nothing would happen to your brain.
I don't know. That was a big hit. And then when he looked like he didn't know where he was. I shouldn't be laughing, but, I'm kind of, yeah, it's okay to laugh at Cam. But yeah, he's riding a, what was it? It wasn't the hoverboard. It was the grandfather to the hoverboard. What do they call it? Segway.
He said
he was riding a Segway with no helmet in the middle of South Carolina. Which, no matter who you are, that's just weird.
But he's huge. He's a huge.
Yeah, he's
person.
A big dude. He's like 6'5" on his Segway in the middle of traffic. But yeah, this is the Black Dad Podcast. And I guess we should throw the theme in at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll put it in right here.
No. Wait till right here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your ears aren't deceiving you. This is the Black Dag podcast. That was the theme composed by the great Murphy the second.
A long, long time ago.
But yeah, I'm Jamal Press.
And I'm Murphy, even though he just said my name. Yes.
Introduced you.
Murphy.
All right. And we are back to talk to you about stuff. Because a lot of stuff has happened since our last podcast. And we may not even really brush on half of it.
No.
Because it's just.
How y'all feeling about Trump?
It's going so great, right?
How y'all feeling about Clinton?
Huh. Oh, man.
I saw some people out there getting mad about me talking about don't vote.
I've seen them.
I stand by what I say.
Yeah, and I'm sure. Did they at you on Twitter or?
I don't know. I think you added me, actually.
You're never on Twitter anyway. The best way to get in touch with Murphy is to run into him randomly
at Kroger. Because I'm at Kroger every day.
That's his hangout spot. He's out.
Hang out with the guys in front of Kroger. Yo, you should talk to some of those dudes. They're some smart dudes, though.
Wait, who's in front of Kroger? In front of your Kroger?
Older gentlemen?
Nobody's in front of my Kroger.
Older gentlemen?
Yeah?
They sit out there on the benches.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just talk about life.
Oh, yeah, we don't have that over
young
here.
Blood, you know.
Those guys. Yeah, like the barbershop guys. The guys that are always in the barbershop mm-hmm. but never getting their haircut.
You hear some of the best stories out in front of Kroger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have to go to the actual barbershop to get those stories. And they are wild. Like
I haven't been to a barbershop in years.
Really?
Yeah. You know, the hair doesn't grow like it. I'm on a no haircut diet right now.
What does that mean? Like you're
I haven't cut my hair.
Oh, really?
Because I just wanted to see how it was going to grow in.
Uh-huh. And how's it going?
It's not good.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because what happened was my guard, right? It broke. Uh-huh. My guard broke about half a year ago.
Yeah.
But I've still been cutting with it. Like just one of the little tab things broke off.
Yeah.
And then another tab broke off, right? But uh-huh. I've still been cutting. It was like, whatever. And my wife said, yo, what's wrong with the back of your head? You got lines on the back of your head. And I said, what? She said, you got lines on the back of your head. I said, with my ball? And she said, no, it looks like, you know, like you messed up something. So I go to the mirror with, you know, because I don't check the back of my head.
Right. No.
You know, I just cut it and whatever. I feel around back there. Oh, it's pretty even. All right, whatever. It doesn't grow that much anyways. And then I look and I'm like, oh, snap, this is not good. And then I look on the side of my head and I got a line right on the side of my head, too. I'm like, wow. I didn't notice this.
So it was because the guard broke, like the...
Yeah, the guard broke. So part of it
wasn't cooked.
Right.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
So I just been too lazy to go get another guard. So I just said, I'm not going to cut my hair.
You know, that's really funny because that's how I got dreads.
Okay.
That's literally how I got dreads.
I wish.
Feel like getting up and going to the barbershop for mm-hmm. a while. And then it became an afro. And then I was like, you know, I might as well just, you know,
just let it go all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was 5 years of my life. But, and it's, you know, actually it's harder. Yeah. It's harder taking care of the maintenance for me was harder mm-hmm. with the dreads. Cause got to sit down and have somebody twist them and do all the stuff. And I don't know. I want it all done. I think
are you going to shave?
I think maybe 2017 mm-hmm. might just clean start.
I think I'm actually shave in January.
Yeah.
You know, just no one knows me around where I'm going, so.
I'd be like, yeah, that's completely normal.
Yeah, it'll just be normal. You yeah. know? Say, look at that guy with that head.
The guy with the head. So what else has it been going on?
You know, just been being a father.
Yeah. How's that going for you?
Not good.
Three seems fine. He seems a well-adjusted kid.
When he's here and when he's not in his normal surroundings, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very hard, man. It's just hard, these kids. I know having a child is a blessing. I know, and all that stuff. Because not everyone can do it.
And blah, blah, blah.
All right. It's but still hard.
What do you find... Is it the same things that are hard now that were hard before, or is it new stuff?
Just not listening. And now I know he knows what I'm saying.
Well, you witnessed that downstairs.
Yeah.
You know that they know certain things. Like if I say go to your mom,
mm-hmm.
or don't do that. Yeah, that's the big thing is stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that what they're doing is making you mad. So they'll either do it in your face or take it away from you. Like go down like a few feet and then continue doing it.
With my son, I'm like, stop. Don't do that, right? Uh-huh. He'll look at me like this. And I'm like, what is this? I want to slap the mess out of you, boy.
For the people that can't see, Murphy just gave the Debo face.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this craziness? Where did you learn this? I don't know. Maybe he's seen me do it to his mom.
We're going to have to edit that out.
The defiance is strong in these things.
You are pretty defiant to your wife.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I'm defiant just in general, but to my wife even more.
I don't want to eat cereal, May.
Rub my back, will you? No. You won't love me.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's been a... It's been keeping me down. There's a lot of good times, though. There's a lot of he does a lot of funny things now. He loves to dance and spin in circles. And
That's cool.
He sings. Give him a microphone. Yeah, he's gonna be a singer, man. I'm proud of my boy.
Yeah,
making up songs and everything. It's great.
Great, man. Yeah. Hey, let's go ahead and put him in a band together.
That would be awesome.
Make that Jackson money.
Mm-hmm. Dance, boy.
Yeah, my kid is singing. Well, I don't think he's gonna be a singer. My wife thinks he is, but I don't think so. But he's definitely gonna play an instrument because anytime he gets around one, he goes nuts.
Mm.
Especially any like drums or anything like that. Like he loves banging on that. But I think that's all kids. But he anything with the keys like the organ, the keyboard.
Mm. I thought at first, I don't know why car keys came to my. But continue.
He's jangling keys.
Anything with keys on them. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's into that too. So I'm trying to get him to be. He hasn't played with the record player yet. I want to, but
you're going to turn him into a DJ.
I want to be a DJ.
I do too.
Yeah, so you want a DJ too? So
I think that's what I'm going to try to actually pick up.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah.
That would be
make really, some extra cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. So I need like a lot of help because I don't even know where to start. Like as far as learning any techniques.
So you want to be like an old school DJ?
Nah.
Two turntables.
I mean, I want to learn how to do the backspinning thing and all that
right,
stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't want to do that. I think I want to make the whole mixing thing and all that
right,
stuff.
Right,
but
right.
The digital stuff. Mm-hmm. I would like to learn the old school stuff just because it looks really cool and looks hard. So it'd be cool to learn that. But I want to learn the modern stuff. I think.
Only thing that worries me is getting into a club and they don't like my music.
Oh, like they don't like the stuff you're playing,
right? Because the kind of stuff I like.
So you'll probably have to like aim for gigs where they would appreciate stuff like that. So,
right. Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, there's, I'm sure that like what DJs do you like to listen to? Do you have any favorites?
No.
Like mine is K Tronada.
Never heard of him.
The dude from he did some stuff for Anderson .Paak.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's this Anderson .Paak of cigarettes? What pack of what? Sorry. Old man.
You sound like the old man. You sound like the old man in front of Kroger. These guys and their new music and their Anderson .Paak of cigarettes. They're Rihanna's. Rihanna's.
And Swisher Sweets. Yo, Atlanta, man.
Yo, if y'all aren't watching Atlanta, that show
was awesome.
That show is amazing.
It's accurate. So great. Is that right? Accurate?
Yeah.
I said it right. I sound like I'm from Atlanta. It's an accurate representation of here.
Yeah. And it's
from all aspects.
Yeah. Especially the music aspect. Mm-hmm. I think I don't know anything about being at the level of Paperboy, but I know something about the seediness of like music people.
Right. Oh, shoot.
In general, especially this last episode with the club promoter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we know about what it's like when you end up at a spot. And
that's happened to us.
Yeah.
And they didn't even want to pay us.
Like, you end up there, you perform, and then they're like, so about the payment, we were thinking a glass of water and like some chips.
Yeah, what did they offer us? Some drinks and stuff?
They offered us, they didn't even offer us a drink. They offered us to put out like a tip jar or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's five people in
here. That's the only reason why we came is because you said we were going to have to get paid.
We brought all our stuff and everything, and y'all.
We had a full band. And
we had a full band. We brought singers. We
brought half the daggone restaurant.
Yeah, we brought the people in the restaurant. Everybody that was in the restaurant was people that
wanted to see us perform.
There was like two people at the bar that we didn't know. Mm. And stuff like that just makes you wonder how much you really want it. But we wanted to do what happened. I'm not going to spoil it for y'all. We wanted to do what happened at the end of the episode. But we didn't.
Yeah.
And we chickened out.
But yeah, I've had people promise me things. Yeah, man, I know such and such.
Yeah.
And I work with such and such.
They sell you dreams. Like,
and yo, I'm going to hook you up. You're going to be big time, man. Yeah, I love your stuff, man. Yeah. Now I go back. Dreams. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. It was such and such said this to me, kind of thing. And then it went into, hey, baby, talking about my wife, and she was my girlfriend. Such and such said this to me. You know, I'm going to be big time, baby. She's like, yeah, right, nigga. Just wait and see, girl. Just wait and see. We're going to be living a caviar life. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we still eat rice-a-roni. that show is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally caught up on Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I'm almost there. I'm almost at the end.
And we're about to start. Well, we started Luke Cage a couple of nights ago. And man, and somebody said that show is bliggity black. And yeah.
All right. I got to see.
From the very beginning, it's just it's amazing. Good. It's really cool. And it's awesome because I think they're going to do even more with it because of the positive response from their black audience, because black people love that show and for good reason. I mean, from the little that I saw, it was just like, yo, this is right up our alley. Like, this is right up what we wanted. So, shout out to Netflix for Netflix is killing it. Like,
yeah, they all part of the system too.
I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm definitely enjoying it. Have you watched that documentary, 13?
No.
By Ava. I think it's, I can't even tell you exactly what it's about, but it's, I haven't watched it, so that's why I don't know anything about it. But people have been talking about that too in relation to like the things that black people are kind of watching on Netflix.
Oh, okay. I need to get back on the Twitter and check that out.
Yeah. You call it the Twitter.
I saw you look at it. Like, you wanted to laugh in my face.
Like how Donald Trump calls us the African Americans or the blacks.
Hey. You know what, man? I feel bad for Trump.
I don't. Why feel bad for him? He knows what he's doing.
But come on, y'all.
He's an idiot.
This is what you guys want. This is the American dream, to be able to get up, boatload of money, and just to say whatever the F you want to say.
I can't even
say what I want to say. You see, I put that F there instead of the full word.
I mean, you can say whatever you want.
Long live Trump.
He's not going to live very long. That cocaine habit that he has is going to do him in.
Nah, I think they're going to assassinate him, to be honest with you.
Who?
Okay.
Because, I mean, the people that do those kind of like things, I think, want him to be where he is.
He serves a purpose until it's time for him to be
rid of. I think he'll just go into oblivion like he was before all this happened. I don't think they necessarily have to.
Okay. Like, America's crazy.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, we were out yesterday at the park with my son, and people were driving by screaming, vote Trump, vote Trump.
Really?
Right. So people actually believe in the stuff that he's saying.
That's what baffles me. And I guess racism and, like, you know, bigotry and misogyny and all those terrible things are bigger than the people. I mean, because if you have a wife, you have a mother, you have a sister, you have a cousin that's a woman, or you happen to know, you know, say you're just some random white person and you live in your little white world, and the guy Jefferson at your job, he always smiles at you and shakes your hand. And, you know, he's a really cool guy. Like, or the, you know, the Muslim lady that works at the place you go to for your coffee, and she's always really nice. Like, those people, like, when does their lives or their well-being come into play with, I mean, and he's outright just been like, I hate these people. Like,
because they do. He's not saying anything that people don't agree with.
Yeah. But my thing is,
why do they hate these people?
Why do you hate women so much? Like,
because that's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, they had their own mothers and daughters and sisters had to fight just to
yeah, you're vote. Right. You're right.
But you know my feelings on that. But they had to fight, and they're part of their crew. You know, you ain't even let part of your crew eat.
The misogyny runs deep.
Yeah,
it runs really deep.
I mean,
but
that's just who they are.
I saw a post on Facebook. One of my friends.
You gotta get off that Facebook. That just, it seems like that Facebook just stresses you out.
It doesn't really stress me out because I've learned from you to not let things bother me as much. Mm-hmm. So I kind of laugh at some stuff and then I ignore some other stuff. Mm-hmm. But a friend of mine had one of his friends post on his page that the white guy went to vote.
Okay, this is confusing. Yeah, okay, friend?
So my friend, we'll call him my friend. Ernie. Okay, we'll do that. Ernie went to...
Bert?
Ernie had a friend named Bert.
Ernie's friend named Bert.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ernie's black, Bert is white. I think we all know this. And so Bert posted on Ernie's page that he canceled out Ernie's vote because obviously he voted for Trump. And
Bert canceled out Ernie's vote because Bert voted for Trump.
And Ernie was planning to vote for Hillary or has voted for Hillary. So, and I guess they had a previous conversation about it. And
so where does Cookie Monster fit in here?
I'm Cookie Monster because I'm just eating cookies and watching. Nom, 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 nom. I guess they had a previous conversation and Ernie was just shocked and like, you know, upset, you know, for obvious reasons. Right. Why would you be so bold to come?
Well, they live together. I would be shocked too. How did you not know this about Bert all these years?
I'm mixing this metaphor so badly. I feel like I'm missing the true meaning of this. But yeah, anyway, where's I going with the story?
Ernie is shocked about Bert voting for Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I think they agree on a lot of things.
But yeah.
They had a reasonable conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's just strange because and the way Ernie put it was it's becoming, I think he said it was becoming more personal because if you're aligning yourself with these views are this person that has these very strong, it's not like it's something where you heard that Donald Trump said he doesn't like black people or you heard that he thinks all Mexicans are racist. These are things that he says, he denies he says them, but like, we heard you, bro. Like,
so how does Bert feel about Ernie though? Seeing that Ernie voted for Clinton and Clinton has done a lot of things to hurt black people.
Yeah. But I don't think that came up, but
okay.
Bert. Bert seems like he regrets the decision, but willingly did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And other people were like, well, why didn't you just not vote? It would have been better for you to not vote, right? Because, I mean, if you think about it, it's like candidate A, candidate B.
Right.
If you don't like either and you don't want either to, you don't care if either wins because you don't, you think they're either equally bad or bad enough that it's not going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Why would you then vote? If you have to value one over the other enough that it's worth you voting, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you feel, and that's the way it seemed like he was like, I don't care either way.
So I'll just vote Trump.
To, yeah. Which, why don't you just vote independent then? Well, vote for, or write in somebody, write in Bert, write in, you know, whatever. And so he seemed like he was really remorseful or whatever. And he's doing the whole like guilty white conscience thing. And, you know, so, yeah, that, I think that's when I logged off. I went to go watch some more of Atlanta.
Yeah, that was a smart decision. You know, I don't know how Bert and Ernie are going to live together anymore after this.
I don't know. And Big Bird's going to have to step in. And Elmo's just all stressed out because he's turning 18 soon.
Oh, so. Snap, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man, we've been watching a lot of...
I heard Elmo's white now.
Wait, like his voice is white?
Yeah,
like
white the person who does now. His voice?
Yeah. Has it been since the whole thing with...
Elmo's a clone, huh?
Wait, what?
Elmo's a clone.
Okay, so back up. Mm-hmm. Elmo, the character on Sesame Street, is a clone.
Right.
What happened to the original Elmo?
They hit him with some type of case, some sex case. And then that cleared up. And now they came back with this Elmo, and this Elmo's a clone.
This Elmo's a clone.
Yeah.
I can't wait for 3 to get old enough to talk. Basically, be like, what are you telling him?
So, yeah, it's very interesting. I was looking at the credits. I don't see Elmo's AKA name.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You know, we don't even watch Sesame Street as much as we watch Curious George.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, I don't know, he just doesn't seem to be feeling it that much.
Curious. Oh, Sesame Street?
Sesame Street, yeah.
Right, okay.
Like, he likes the music. Like, we watched the Stevie Wonder episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched NDRE and...
Right.
I can't remember who else. Some other people.
It's on HBO now.
Yeah, it is.
It's like totally different. It's like glossy and...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like... Elmo, like, he runs the whole dang on show. It's crazy.
Yeah. We saw that coming, though. Elmo's always been, you know, pushing for his starring role.
I don't like it. But my son does, so...
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
This week on Sesame Street. Inside Sesame Street. The real story. basketball season's about to start. I don't care because I feel like my team's going to be terrible. So
yeah, Miami's not winning that.
Yeah.
Hawks ain't winning that either.
As far as...
I think we're going to have another repeat of the past two NBA Finals, to be honest with you. It'll be Golden State versus Cleveland yet again.
Hmm.
And Golden State will win this time.
And I honestly don't care. I've been spoiled because my team's been good for more years than it hasn't. But the years that they're not good, I'm just like, whatever.
Mm.
Whatever.
I'm just, I'm trying to be more subdued.
Why? This is what the people want from me.
No, they don't. Because people can't handle it. They don't like to hear these kind of things. Like, oh, this dude's crazy. All right. Whatever. You'll see.
Have you watched Birth of a Nation?
No. I wanted to check that out, though.
Yeah.
I saw like a lot of black people didn't go.
Yeah, it was... I mean... Honestly, the people that I know, it was split almost 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
And
it attacks religion, from what I hear, like Christianity. What,
the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, junk.
So yeah. I'm sure a lot of black people don't like that. You know, black people love them some Jesus.
I didn't hear that, though.
Jesus, Moses, Noah, James, Peter, Paul.
Those six people.
No, let me hold it.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
Samson.
Abraham.
Isaac and Jacob.
You sound like an old church mother. I hadn't heard that at all from anybody.
That's what they say. Overall. It makes Christianity. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. You know, I don't really trust what people say.
Honestly, I could see any slave movie giving the side eye to Christianity.
You would think, but like, they don't do that a lot in slave movies. So
I feel like...
They have them singing the Negro spirituals, which people automatically associate with Christianity.
Were they singing that in English?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. I mean, maybe in a past life I was.
Yeah, but yeah, not, think back. Yeah. Focus, man.
I have to meditate.
Focus. But yeah, I think it was split 50-50 among the people that I know. I don't know if I want to see it because I'm a little worn out from slave movies.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. I'm tired of that stuff. Why can't this show us before we came here?
And I know it's important, and I get that and all that, but I really have a hard time with those because it just doesn't put me in a good place. Mm-hmm. And I like this is terrible, but I like Luke Cage. Like I want
a black man beating up everybody.
A bulletproof black man beating up everybody. Like, can we get that?
And then everyone falls in love with this guy, and then they find out he has a white wife, and everyone's just upset.
Yeah.
No.
Y'all are tripping about that, though.
We live in America.
Y'all are tripping about that.
No, I see both sides.
I understand both sides, but I don't understand taking it out on that one person. You can address the issue as a whole, right. I guess.
Yeah.
But he can't. I don't think there's anything that he can do to, like, well, you want him to like leave his wife, and because I mean they've been together for a long time.
Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Like, I think he said, like, 16 years. So, I mean, but I think, and somebody brought up a good point, you can't ignore the fact that there are a lot of black men that end up...
The majority of black in that actors.
Position. Yeah, yeah, right.
End in that up position. Successful. Dating or married to one.
And
athletes.
And the reasons why aren't always, you know, we just fell in love. So a lot of times you hear that you know, black women are just so demanding and they're so picky. And
is that what it is?
That's what I see a lot of black
men. I've never dated a white person before, so I have no idea.
I have. We're not going to talk about it. Let's move on.
Okay. Peace will come busting over. Right. Like,
what was her name?
They say they suck your energy, man. They say they're energy vampires. If anyone listens to this and is married to a white person, just email me. Let me know. Tell me how you feel at the end of the day. Do you feel drained? Is she like a vampire? Is he like a vampire?
What, like the black man on the white woman?
I want to suck your blood.
Oh, man. Why did we come back for another episode?
And I said I was going to be seduced today. Here I go.
Here you go, calling white women vampires.
Hey. I mean, what has happened since we've been here?
Since we've been in this room?
Well, not in this room, but since we've been in America. Oh. Well, not even since we've been in... What has happened since we've been enslaved in this country? Because we were in America before. We were in America, people, before slavery.
Before Columbus discovered it.
Right. Right. We weren't all brought over here on ships, okay? We all can't go back to Africa. Some of us are American or whatever this place was called before.
That, yeah, you can't call it. Right. Yeah. Because you can't really call Native Americans Native Americans.
Whatever this place was called, we were here before they were. Mm-hmm. Not everybody was brought over here. So we just had to get that out here.
So you're telling me, let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that when they tell me to go back to Africa,
you say, nigga, I was here before you.
Right.
Go back. Where do you go back to?
Right. Go back to.
Go back to the Caucasus Mountains, man. I don't remember where I was. I think I was trying to go somewhere.
You're talking about vampires.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about energy being drained.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But I think there's validity to...
Oh, we were on the Luke Cage stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
There's validity to both sides. Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful who you take it out on, I guess. Does that make sense?
I don't know, dude. I try to stay away from that because maybe you're right. Maybe there is validity on my side. I don't know how you could not like a... I mean, maybe he's attractive to black women.
That could be true. Right. Yeah, maybe she's like the very big exception. Like he normally wouldn't care for white people or white women. And then she just had, she was super woke and she was, you know.
Maybe he watched a lot of TV growing up, because I wonder if all these dudes out here didn't watch TV, would you even be attracted to a white woman? Because all TV does is sell that white woman to you. So then you're like, you know what? Maybe I could have sex with that white woman.
I grew up watching a lot of black TV, so I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe the TV has influenced you to like someone. Like, why do we do what we do?
It's a combination of like our, I think it's nature and nurture. I think a lot of it is nurture because of what we grow up around.
Exactly.
What you see in your parents,
why do they do it? They watch TV too.
Yeah. Well.
And your grandparents probably listened to the radio.
Yeah, I was going to say, but my mom came from Jamaica. Like, she was in the country in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she eventually came here. So, I guess she was watching TV when she came here. She was watching a lot of Good Times and What's Happening.
Like, I feel like if we didn't watch TV for a month.
Well, a lot of our lives would change.
Right. I think so. And a lot of our tolerance that we take from white people, we wouldn't take that crap no more. Like, it would be like, we go berserk.
I see what you mean.
TV teaches us how to act to white people, towards white people. It teaches us, you know, it shows us that we're the crazy black people. So, maybe we need to be more subdued at work and stuff like that. It shows us all these things.
The whole work thing is another issue that's been coming up too. Because some friends of mine have just had it. Like, they're tired of being the who's the character? I didn't really pay attention too much to this movie. It tired of me in the butler from The Butler.
I never watched it. I didn't want to watch that either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to my mom-in-law. I think it was her birthday or something like that. Mm. She was like, let's go to the movies. I was like, cool. What are we going to see? The Butler. Okay. Yeah. And then we went to a mixed theater. I was just glaring at the back of white people's heads. I was so angry. Oh, man. But anyway, Mariah Carey was in that movie.
In The Butler?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She didn't say a word. Like, she just had like
Yeah, I would worry about her saying some words. As much alcohol as they say she drinks.
Oh, for real?
You know what, man? TV, tabloids, Entertainment Tonight, this is a bunch of BS.
I don't watch it.
I don't know. I hear things. I see things whenever I get on Twitter.
Who are you following?
I don't know. I need to check that. I probably need to address those things.
You
should figure
that out, yeah. You might want to adjust that. Who are we talking about?
You were talking about The Butler.
Yeah, The Butler. I like how we always reference movies that are like 4 years old. Because we don't watch anything new ever.
Yo, going back to Birth of a Nation, though. Don't you feel like they set this dude up? Or, as my cousin likes to do. Or, he already knew. Like, because I feel like a lot of these black people in Hollywood work in conjunction with these. You got to be nice on here. Work in conjunction with these, is it realies?
Okay. I see what you did there.
I feel like they do. So did he know? I mean, he already knew what he did in the past, right?
Yeah, he already knew what happened.
And he's been in movies before, right? And no one brought this up, right? He was in The Great Debaters with Denzel Washington and some other stuff, right?
I haven't seen it.
Nobody ever talked about this, right? Yeah. So was he already chosen to make this movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, you're going to make this movie. You're going to make your money off this movie because it's going to make money. He already got paid up front. I don't know if he's getting royalties.
He's made back whatever the movie costs at least.
Okay. So are they like, you're going to make this movie, right? But to counteract what might become of this movie, we're going to put your dirt out in the streets. So then you'll get a lot of black feminists. And black men and feminists.
I think they're just called feminists.
Black men are called feminists too?
Yeah.
You can be a feminist if
you're a man.
So, yeah, we're going to get a lot of them to counteract all the positivity that could come out of this movie because we don't want to, they're going to say, I don't want to support this. I don't want to see this movie because of the men that put this movie together.
Then why would they greenlight it in the first place?
Money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but wouldn't a movie... Okay.
And with the fact that you can say, like, oh, they can say, well, we gave you guys a movie. You just didn't support it. Oh. We gave you guys a movie about a slave uprising. And you guys didn't even want to see that, John.
I lost my complete train of thought. Okay, so wouldn't it be more effective to just, I don't know. Yeah, so wouldn't it be more effective to put out a movie, like if they chose them to do this movie, why wouldn't it be more effective to put out more of a vanilla, like, so, I mean, 12 Years a Slave made a lot of money.
It did. But, okay, based off of what's happening with the whole Kaepernick, the Black Lives mm-hmm. Matter stuff, which I think is a fraud anyways. But there's a lot of black consciousness going on right now. And a lot of black people are proud to be black. They want stuff to change, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm down with that. Right. So they're like, okay, this is a perfect time for this movie to come out. We'll make a lot of money off of this movie. But at the same time, we'll kill off a lot of people at the same time. As far as their mm-hmm. their thinking.
Oh, like to. It's like from Invisible Man with the. There's a statue. I should have paid more attention to English class. Mm. There's a statue of a. It's at a school. It's at a college, a black college. Uh-huh. The statue of a man removing a. Like moving like wool from somebody's eyes, or it looks like he's removing wool, mm-hmm. but I think in reality he was really placing it over the person's eyes. So while it may seem like you're being enlightened, you're being blinded.
Right.
I don't know.
I just find it interesting that all of a sudden all this stuff comes out on him.
I think it's not good timing for him because there's been a lot of unpunished rape, and not even from like black people, like they're at least not in the media.
Yeah, but come on, what's going on with this Trump stuff?
He's not
grabbing Trump. And stuff, and no one cares. This dude's running for the freaking president.
No, so okay, he's different because okay. He's white though. He's a
exactly.
So the privilege is white privilege,
right?
So who
runs the media?
Well, no, I mean, so I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about other cases like the Brock Turner or and there's been a few other cases where white males
right.
are getting away
right.
with rape, and just the victims are just there like, okay, so he's just out on the street and knows me and knows where I live, and this could just keep on happening. And I think that So rape in general is a huge, it's a thing that people get away with more than it's reported, mm-hmm. period, because it's in our community. It's strong in our community because we have this thing where, one, we don't talk to police.
Right.
Why would we? Right. The police aren't really good to us. We don't talk to the authority in general. We don't talk to counselors. We don't talk to teachers. We don't talk to our like family about rape that goes on within our family.
Right.
So I think a lot of people, a lot more women and men, really, to be candid, like have dealt with that and have watched their family, friends, their family get away with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, and then, you know, you got big public cases, which whether you believe them or not, whether they're staged or not, they're out there. Mm-hmm. So you got your Cosbys, you got your Trumps, you got your Brock Turners, you got these random people raping kids and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So the stuff just starts boiling over, and whether it's meant to be like that or whether it's not, I think it still affects the everyday person, you know, on a very personal scale.
Right.
So a person, if you put yourself in that mentality where you were molested or you were assaulted mm-hmm. as a child or as an whenever, and you watched your assaulter, you watched whoever get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in your brain that's just like, how much longer will you continue to take this before, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think everybody's like that, but I think a lot of people are. And I don't think people will come out and say that they are, because it's not our business anyway. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I agree with you. You know what I mean? You're making a very good point.
Like, so I feel like whether it was made to play up that in people, it's there in people. So Either way, it's going to elicit those responses. And
I totally agree. My thing is, I feel like it puts this division in your head, mm-hmm. where you have to choose between your blackness
your femininity,
or right.
Your feminist, like,
right,
your feminism,
and that's where it causes issues. And it's that's hard. Why I feel,
and that's the struggle of the black woman in general, because they're caught dead center in that. So they're arguing with other black women, they're arguing with black men, they're arguing with white people, they're arguing with everybody, and they're really on both sides. You know what I mean? As far as like their representation, they're black and they're women. Right. So. That's just my little two cents.
I think you summed it up well.
We should end it there with you saying I'm right.
No, you usually are. I usually just say crazy things and let you bring it all back together.
But I think that's why it's a complicated issue. And then also people don't have nuance, and there's a lot of complexity to these issues.
Right.
And you bring that up a lot. Is there's more than what meets the eye.
Right.
There's feelings. There's other things that go on into these situations. And it's not as much as we want it to be.
Black and white.
It's not black and white. It's not. And rarely are things like that. Yeah. Rarely are things like that. And if you, even in a specific situation, unless you were there, you can't know the specifics of everything that happens. So, like, as far as, like, you know, planning the movie and
right.
like, all that stuff. So, my thing is, I'm either going to see the movie or I'm not.
Right. And it comes back down to black and white for me.
Right. Either I'm spending these $15 on each ticket or $10 or whatever.
I watched that John Showbox. All this talking, though, made me think of something. Right. Uh-huh. But these cases, right? Like you said, you're Brock. I was about to say Brock Lesnar. Sorry, Brock. Do not come beat me up, Brock Lesnar.
It wasn't me.
I have a run from that dude. Brock Turner, right?
Uh-huh.
You have your Donald Trump's. You have your Hillary Clinton stuff with the emails and all the other foolishness that her and her husband did years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So you have all these cases that come up for right. white people.
Right.
And they're not always, but the big profile cases, they usually get acquitted or they get off or they don't get as long of a sentence, right?
Yeah.
Now, for black people, when these cases come up.
Yo.
Right.
Yeah.
They either go to jail or they hand them over to the black people and we destroy them.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, right? So, yeah. I think the media is rigged and it helps to program, you know, the population and whatnot. Mm. So, if these cases happen like this,
right.
is it something that's reinforcing to the white man that this is just your human nature? You are a liar. You're a cheater. You're a raper. Raper. I guess that's how you say it. You're a rapist.
Rapist.
Right. Liar, cheater, rapist. You know what I'm saying? This is just who you are. This is your human nature.
Yeah.
So by us showing you that you get off from this, it's showing you that it's acceptable because it's who you are in a sense.
Yep.
So it actually encourages them to continue to do what they do.
That's the nail on the head right there, because in response to all the Trump things and everything else, it's always, you know, that's how men are.
Right.
That's just the way men are.
And when they say that, that's not in reference to black men.
No. It's white men.
Right.
Like the whole Ryan Lochte thing. It's like, you know, it's just.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Know,
yeah.
Just
yeah,
kids
yeah.
messing
that's a good
around.
Point.
You know,
right. That's a good point.
They're
yeah.
just guys. You know, that's what guys do. They excuse that stuff. And then the poor women are just like, well. So what does that mean for us?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're right. You're completely right. And that was the first thing that everybody that defended Trump said was like, that's just locker room talk. That's how we guys talk.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. I can't really agree with you there. So yeah, I think it's just.
So that's why I feel.
But you're right.
Like it's not even an encouragement. To like, you know, because sometimes TV can program you to do things in the future.
Yeah.
I feel like it's showing that white person who acts that way.
Right.
That it's, okay, it's okay for you to act
like
that way.
That's the way you should
that's
be.
That's how you are.
Exactly. I completely
not even
agree
should
with
be. That's just who and that's, what you are.
You can't help it.
Right.
You can't help
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can't help it.
So that's the biggest thing. Like, it's like, and they've been doing this for years, whether it's like I think when people were like carving on stone tablets. They were excusing the behavior behavior of a rapist. Like, it's just guys. That's what they do, man. Okay, okay.
Yeah. Don't get Dick Gregory started on them.
Yeah, man.
He's talking about how... yeah.
He would save that for next
week. No, that's it. He was talking about how 18... back in the day, they would get their mother as their sex partner.
Oh, I mean,
so come on.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
That's not surprising at all. That's not surprising.
How long is this going?
This is going a long time. We're at 50 minutes.
Okay. Well, I guess we can end it there.
Okay.
So. White people having sex with their mothers. That's a good way to end it, huh?
We should name the podcast.
This podcast will never go into syndication down the road.
Nah.
We could be like the Sanford and Son, though. He was mad, you know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dismissive of white people.
Yeah. They still air? Okay,
that show's on all the time. So but right after they play All in the Family with Archie Bunker.
Man, I don't see how that show still was.
I think it was the same writer.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, but for a white person to love Sanford and Son kind of thing, you know? And it's like the same type of character. It hurts more for black people to see it, I guess.
And we laugh at the family.
Yeah, we laugh at Fred saying it, though.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I hated that dude. That opening was just... Man, it used to come on like right after one show. I think it was Sanford and Son. Yeah,
right, yeah, they come on back to back. Yeah, it's like it cancels out everything you watched with
you got Sanford and Son. You got this real, dun, dun, dun,
dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, and then they got this. Those were the days.
Those were the days. You're right.
Yeah, they were
saying men were men, and yeah,
man, whatever. They were telling us exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what. That's
exactly
what they wrote it perfectly.
Yeah. Anyway, we should end on the Sanford and Son.
I'll throw that song in there.
You're gonna edit this one?
No, you can edit it. You can throw that song in there. You shouldn't have asked. You shouldn't have asked.
All right, let's get out of here. Peace. End of that. Oh yeah, one thing. If you happen,
this one thing.
Yeah, that's like Amory.
Yeah.
I miss Amory.
She's on YouTube, my wife was saying. She does like book reviews.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch, cool. Watch her review books. Because I sure don't read them. Like,
yeah, I watch her review books. Yeah.
That sounded so creepy. Like, I'm sorry, peace. I'm sorry. What were we going to say? Yeah, our Facebook.com, even though we talked about Facebook earlier in this episode, Facebook.com/BlackDadPodcast. Follow us on twitter.com/blackdadpodcast.
Blackdadlife.com.
Blackdadlife.com. Soundcloud.com/blackdadlife. Or no, my bad. Soundcloud.com/blackdadpodcast is where you can subscribe. You can subscribe on iTunes, rate and review.
Rate
and review our show. Leave us all five stars, whatnots. And then also, that's it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's
Instagram. It. Yeah, follow us on Instagram. Sometimes we post pictures of stuff. We should post pictures of like leaves. And
yeah, because I don't post pictures of my child. So
yeah.
I know that sort of kind of impresses very selective of what he posts.
Yeah, I post a few pictures every now and then. He takes a lot of pictures. So I feel like at some point... he's gonna be accidentally with posting pictures online, like, yo, this is me at the crib.
My parents sleep.
my parents sleep back here. You know what I'm saying? This hashtag doing me.
Hashtag dad drooling on the couch. Hashtag mom's upstairs. Hashtag I got the control.
Yeah. So, follow us on Instagram, Black Dad Podcast.
And I'm going to make sure Press stays away from those Beckys with the good hair.
Oh, man. You're really trying to get me in trouble.
I sure am.
She's going to be looking through all my follows. Like, so. But anyway, that's it. Catch you guys later.
All right. Peace and love again.